A Canadian citizen is back home in Ottawa after spending more than a year in a prison in Syria. How he got to that Syrian prison has enraged many Canadians. Opposition politicians and human rights organizations are demanding a public inquiry into why the U.S. government deported a Canadian citizen to Syria. Richard Reynolds reports.
Mayor Arar's trouble started over a year ago. As he was returning to Ottawa from a visit with his in-laws in Tunisia, he had to change planes in New York.
He was planning to change flights in John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City. He was waiting in line to get on his plane to Montreal when he was pulled aside by U.S. authorities, by the FBI and the INS. He was detained and essentially disappeared for 6 days before he was permitted to call his family.
Carrie Pither, a spokesperson for the 33-year-old Arar, who lives with his wife and two young children in Ottawa, says that after more than 2 weeks in a New York City jail, things got even worse.
They deported him to Syria despite the fact that he was traveling on a Canadian passport. He's been a Canadian citizen since 1991, and he's lived here since he was 17 years old.
Once in Syria, the country where Arar was born, he was held in the infamous Sadnaya prison in Damascus. Canadian government sources say the Syrian government accused him alternately of being a member of Al-Qaeda and of the Syrian Muslim Brotherhood, but never actually charged him with anything. On October 5th, they suddenly released him and sent him home to Canada. The case has generated a lot of outrage here. Carrie Pither.
If they had firm grounds to believe that he was a member of Al-Qaeda, why they would deport him to a country they themselves say accuse of harboring terrorists, why wouldn't they have just held on to him themselves and shipped him off to Guantanamo, where the rest of the Al-Qaeda, suspected Al-Qaeda members are being held?
There have been numerous media reports that the U.S. government deported Arar after being asked to do so by the RCMP, Canada's National Police Force. But the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa has denied this. The case has resonated with Canada's million-strong Muslim community, which has been concerned about traveling to the U.S. since the immigration crackdown after 9/11. Riyad Saluji is head of the Canadian branch of the U.S.-based Council on American-Islamic Relations.
The feeling prior to my Arar was one of fear and anxiety when they traveled to the United States. After my Arar, it's completely different. It's worsened, because now many Canadian Muslims and Arabs look at the Arar case as something which could potentially happen to them. Not only is it a case of being profiled and being stopped and interrogated, but you might be deported to where you're from. Certainly for some Arabs and Muslims, the last thing that they want to be is be deported to their home countries.
Even though Arar has been home for over 2 weeks, the case remains front page news in Canada. In Parliament, all four opposition parties have demanded the government create a public inquiry. Joe Clark is a former Prime Minister and a former Foreign Minister.
The Solicitor General has been cute but uninformative in responding to questions about the role of the RCMP, and in so doing has raised questions about the whole of the intelligence apparatus and the relation with the United States.
So far, the Canadian government hasn't responded to calls for an inquiry. The Solicitor General has used national security as one of the reasons he won't answer any further questions on the matter, although this week he did announce closer oversight of the RCMP in anti-terror investigations. Sometime in the next few weeks, Arar himself will start giving interviews, and the story will likely heat up yet again, but it remains to be seen if this will create sufficient public outcry to force the government to act. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds.